When Arthur first in court began and was approved king, by force of arms great victories won and conquest home did bring. Then into Britain straight he came, where 50 stout and able knights then repaired unto him, which were of the Round Table. And many justs and tournaments before him there were pressed, wherein these knights did then excel and far surmount the rest. But one Sir Lancelot du Lake, who was approved well, he in his fights and deeds of arms all others did excel. When he had rested him a while to play and game and sport, he thought he would approve himself in some adventurous sort. He armed, rode in forest wide, and met a damsel fair, who told him of adventures great, whereto he gave good ear. "Why should I not," quoth Lancelot, "though for that cause came I hither? Thou seem'st," quoth she, "a knight right good, and I will bring thee thither. Whereas the mightiest knight doth dwell that now was of great fame, wherefore tell me what knight thou art, and then what is thy name?" "My name is Lancelot du Lake," quoth she, "it likes me then. Here dwells a knight that never was or matched of any man, who hath imprisoned 80 knights and some that he hath bound, knights of King Arthur's court they be, and of the Table Round." She brought him to a river then, and also to a tree, where as a copper basin hung his fellows' shields to see. He struck so hard the basin broke, when Tarquin heard the sound, he drove a horse before him straight, whereon a knight was bound. "Sir knight," then said Sir Lancelot, "bring me that horse load hither, and lay him down and let him rest, we'll try our force together. For as I understand, thou hast, as far as thou art able, done great despite and shame unto the knights of the Round Table." "If thou art of the Table Round," quoth Tarquin speedily, "both thee and all thy fellowship I utterly defy." "That's overmuch," quoth Lancelot, "though defend thee by and by." They put their spurs unto their steeds and at each other fly. They couch their spears and horses run as though they had been thunder, and each struck then upon the shield wherewith they break asunder. Their horses' backs break under them, the knights were both astoned. To void their horses they made haste to light upon the ground. They took them to their shields full fast, their swords they drew out then, with mighty strokes most eagerly each one at other ran. They wounded were and bled full sore, for breath they both did stand, and leaning on their swords a while, quoth Tarquin, "Hold thy hand. And tell to me what I shall ask, say on," quoth Lancelot, "though thou art," quoth Tarquin, "the best knight that ever I did know. And like a knight that I did hate, so that thou be not he, I will deliver all the rest and eke accord with thee." "That is well said," quoth Lancelot then, "but sith it so must be, what is that knight thou hatest so, I pray thee show to me?" "His name is Sir Lancelot du Lake, he slew my brother dear, him I suspect of all the rest, I would I had him here. Thy wish thou hast, but now unknown, I am Lancelot du Lake, now knight of Arthur's Table Round, King's hand, son of Benwake. And I defy thee, do thy worst, ha-ha," quoth Tarquin, "though one of us two shall end their lives before that we do go. If thou be Lancelot du Lake, then welcome shalt thou be, wherefore see thou thyself defend, for now I thee defy. They hurled them together fast, like two wild boars so rashing, and with their swords and shields they ran, at one another slashing. The ground besprinkled was with blood, Tarquin began to faint, for he had hacked and bore his shield, so low he did repent. That soon espied Sir Lancelot, though he leapt upon him then, he pulled him down upon his knee and rushed off his helm. And then he struck his neck in two, and when he had done so, from prison 80 knights and 4 Lancelot delivered though.